verses is related to صفه شيطانيه ابليسيه فرعونيه. This characteristic is from the characteristics of Iblis, the Fir'aun, the Shaytan. You know, my brothers and my sisters, from the greatest of ways that one is going to be prevented, the sweetness of the Quran and the sweetness of ilm. And inshallah ta'ala, on Thursday, I'm going to elaborate on this issue even further. Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah ta'ala, in his kitab, Mukhtasar Minhaj al-Qasidin, he says, من موانع فهم القرآن والتلذذ به ثلاث. From the reasons as to why one might be prevented the sweetness of the Quran, and also the understanding of the Quran, he mentioned three things. One of those that he mentions, guys, is أن يكون متصفا بالكذب. He is somebody who has the characteristic of arrogance with him that stops that ilm from entering into his heart. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about what al-kibr means, he said, بطر الحق وغمط الناس, to reject the truth and to also belittle others. And this is exactly what Fir'aun done. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and tried to tell him that which is right and what is wrong, what did he say? قالوا ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتُ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Didn't we nurture you as a young child? And you spent a part of your life with us. He started belittling him. And we hear this all the time. I used to clean your urine, and now you want to tell me what is right, what is wrong? Or you was a little kid before. Or I was in the da'wah before you was in the da'wah. There's cases, my brothers and my sisters, where one, he knows he desperately needs a piece of information about ilm, but he doesn't want to show that he doesn't know, or he doesn't have the humility, the humbleness of asking that question. I've seen cases where two brothers, they went to seek knowledge at the same time, but maybe because one of them started practicing before the other, they both need a lesson that is opening up, but they don't attend. Lima. The one who started practicing before him, he doesn't want the other guy to see that they might be on the same level. Sometimes you find the teacher, he doesn't want to sit with the student. Or maybe someone who started practicing before you, you don't want to sit in the same class as the other individual. All of this, my brothers and my sisters, we don't realize that it actually really badly stops us from attaining that sweetness of ilm. You have to be the type of person, if you want ilm, ready to rub your face on the floor. You have to go that low. You really have to go that low. If you look at Fudayl ibn Iyad, my brothers and my sisters, when he was asked about tawadu, we all want that tawadu, right? The best of all, when he said, وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا إِلَّا رَفَعَ. Never does a person humble himself except Allah raises him, right? He was asked about tawadu. He said, أَن تَخْضَعَ لِلْحَقِّ وَتَنْقَادِ لَهُ. You lower yourself for the truth and you submit to it. وَلَوْ سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ أَجْهَلِ النَّاسِ قَبِلْتُهُ مِنْ. Even if he was to hear it from the most ignorant of people, you accept it from him. وَلَوْ سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ صَبِيٍّ قَبِلْتُهُ مِنْ. Even if he was to hear it from a young child who came and told you, brother, you read wrong in the Quran. And you what? Maybe 20 years ago, huh? You memorized the Quran. From tawala is that you accept it from him. And then you humble yourself. Also, if you look at what Ibn Qayyim, and this is even more difficult, he mentioned his Madad al-Salikin. He says, لا تصلح لك درجة التواضع حتى تقبل الحق ممن تحب ومن تبغض. You will not be able to reach the level of being humble until you make it a habit with yourself to accept the truth from the people you love and the people that you hate. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was a wonderful example in this, a wonderful one. And inshallah, I'm going to mention it in more detail when we discuss it on Thursday, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair.